Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we are live in Chicago at the last day of the International Black Summit annual event. You're on live. We're actually on location with our other two of our other hosts, Jill and Glenn, and I'm Henrietta. And like I said, we are here live with some of the facilitators and some of the participants from Atlanta, just having had a wonderful 4 days. We began on the 4th of August, and we completed today. Well, we're almost complete, I should say. We're completing with this talk show, so welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in this evening. We are going to hear from several people tonight. One is John from the Extreme Facilitator Body, who actually created the program with Lennar, and it's a program that some of the facilitators have been in for the last 10 months, and we may hear from a couple of the facilitators and a couple of the participants, but as we do every week, we always begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And so I'm going to see if I can get someone to do it like we do it at the summit. It's one of the things that we love. You know, everything we do is based on the declaration. And we, you know, like the Youth Summit, they read that declaration every day and every night. So they make it a practice so that whatever it is that they're doing, they're conscious of their commitment to the community. So let's hear the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities, whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, unity, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children.
Building economies
responsible for funding our communities, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth.
We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991.
Chicago, Illinois, August 7th, 2011. And that's how we do it. Every time we begin a meeting, every time we end a meeting, and that was Jill's voice you heard also with the declaration of the summit. So the purpose of the International Black Summit was to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So what do you think we accomplished that this year? Do you think we provided that opportunity for the participants, Jill?
I know for me, It has definitely enabled me to bring my vision to the forefront of my mind. I was in the youth room this year. I was very excited to be in the youth room with Ali I, Joyce, Glenn, and myself. And what I got, I definitely got my summit this year, as I receive my summit every year. And I am very clear on what I need to do as far as my vision is concerned. And I am clear as far as what I need to do to complete some things that are going on in my life so that doors can open up so my vision can transform into what I need it to transform to. And I have a better understanding of the authentic me, and I'm clear and grounded, and I'm just looking forward to the work that's coming my way this year.
That's great. I think the youth were phenomenal this year, and we have some completions in the summit, and completion in the summit, that distinction speaks to people who have gotten to a point in what they are doing and deciding that they're opening up a space so that someone else can come in and they can evolve to whatever's next for them. And so we had several completions in the facilitator body, and we had several new people step in to those positions, and one of those positions was youth facilitator, and Jill stepped into one of those positions. So congratulations, Jill. We really appreciate you stepping up for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Henrietta.
Yeah. So, you know, Jill is one of our phenomenal summit body persons. We, you know, Jill, her first summit was in Baltimore last year, and she started with the talk show team last year. She's been with us a year, and she's, you know, you've heard me acknowledge her before. She's taken on several things when it comes to the talk show. And now she stepped into, along with the talk show, she's not complete with the talk show, but she stepped into being a youth facilitator as well. So we invite you to go to blacksummit.org, to our website, and take a look at the declaration, you know, and join the talk show just through listening every week and see where you are in that declaration. And the way to enter into the International Black Summit is through the talk show every Sunday. And then as they have prerequisites in your area or they have summit shares, you can start to attend those things that are in your area. And then join us next year. We're not sure where it's going to be yet, but the first weekend in August every year, we have the annual event. So go to blacksummit.org and read the declaration.
And Henriette, I want to acknowledge that we were on the web as well this year. So there was access for people if they were not able to come to Chicago.
That's right.
We were virtual.
And
I know that virtual team will be in existence each year. And we're blessed right now to have a participant who travels with us from Atlanta, who was part of the share. This is why we encourage you to attend a share that's going on in your community. And when there's a share in your community, if you want to find out about the shares in your community, you go to blacksummit.org, and there will be a list of events that are going on in your community. And we have a dear friend of mine, Ajewa, who travels from Atlanta. And Ajewa, we would just like for you to just explain what your experience at the summit.
Hello, Radio Land.
Welcome, Jay. Wow, welcome.
I am excited to be here to share my experience of the Black Summit. I heard about it maybe 6 months ago through Jill, and instantly I was interested. There's no out there.
That's one of our distinctions.
No out there. I like this. Tell me more about what you're talking about. And the more she talked about it, the more interested I became. Then there was a share at the house, at her house, which got me even more interested. After that, I went to the prerequisite. And I have to say that between the prerequisite and the summit, it's like my process really began at the prerequisite, where I was sitting there in tears.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just, you know, a puddle. But it was good work. It was, and it started then, and then what I'm noticing is that it came full circle through the summit. And actually, it was like the excavation that Anthony Browder was talking about going to Egypt to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the excavation going back up to the beginning of who you are.
Okay.
And digging up what you need
right.
so that you can move forward.
That's excellent.
So that's been a beautiful experience.
Yeah. So did you see any place, you know, when they talked about at the end, did you see where you might, what part of the body you might become, you know, like, the, you know, like we're the talk show team, there's the events team, there's production,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are all these different teams, a facilitator body,
yeah.
the youth summit, you know,
yeah.
registration.
Yeah.
Do you see a space?
Well, interestingly, I applied for and was interested in a number of different things. I was interested in, I signed up for the facilitator body. I signed up for the, I was interested in the radio talk show because I'm interested in changing the conversation of who you are in the media. So I'm
okay.
interested in that. They had like 6 or 7 lists, and I think I signed 4 of them.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
I was very
that's
interested
wonderful.
In a lot of them. I'm so interested in having conversations about these kinds of things. It was a list for spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I sign up for? I do work with youth. And I would love to, and part of what I do with youth is I teach African dance music and culture, and one of the reasons that I do that is to help plant that seed for them to continue to learn about who they are
mm-hmm.
and for them to also work to build their confidence and self-esteem in that process. And it's a pretty ambitious goal, but what I hope happens in the midst of it is they get a taste of what it is to strive for and achieve excellence, and then when they get that taste, that they want to continue with that.
Oh,
so,
that's wonderful.
I see the summit as another way to do that, but also for them to, I don't know. You know, as I look at the process, I've had conversations with other people about this kind of thing, and part of what they call it is emotional intelligence. And how important that is to, like, be in touch with what you're thinking and how you're feeling and those kinds of things that I don't teach in my classes. So I would love to add this.
Okay.
To this.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That.
Now, what was the title? You said emotional?
Okay.
So what was the title? You said emotional intelligence. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really, really interesting. So we're looking forward to more participation from you this year. And thank you so very much for participating because, you know, you were very verbal and you were really a great participant. And, I mean, everybody's a great participant. But
yeah.
what I'm speaking to is, you know, really sharing. You know, sharing yourself with your group and sharing yourself with the entire summer body. It was wonderful. So thank you so much for coming, and thank you for the contribution that you've been the last 4 days.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for saying
so. Okay. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're live from the summit in Chicago, the annual event, the 21st annual event. And your hosts for tonight are Glenn,
Jill.
Henrietta, and Jill.
Well, hi, Henrietta. This is John Thomas calling in.
Okay. Thank you, John. John is our one of our extreme facilitator leaders. He and Lennar, that was, of course, I was talking about earlier, who he and Lennar actually created the course Extreme Facilitator that I completed my first section of right before the summer started. So I'm so glad to have my teacher, my coach, on tonight. Glenn, are you on? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, great. And Jill, you're on? Okay. Okay, great. John, so can you just share with us your experience of Chicago, the summit in Chicago?
The summit in Chicago. So that actually is probably three different things for me.
Yeah.
There was my summit experience in Chicago. My summit experience in Chicago and being in Chicago. So, you know, there was a time for about 4 or 5 years, maybe even 6 years, I used to come to Chicago every year in the late 90s with another organization. And we would just hang out downtown. The hotel was downtown, the course was downtown, everything was downtown. And I could see the beautiful skyline and I guess it's a river that runs through downtown Chicago or a lake or something. I could see all of that, but I really couldn't see the city. So this time I got a chance to see the city, the back streets, alleys, Chinatown, you know, sirens, police cars, you know, accidents, traffic, you know, and get to eat some of the great food at Big Al's, Big Steak and whatnot. And so there was that experience.
Okay.
And then there was the summit in Chicago. And I think you mentioned it earlier. We're in this wonderful space called the Living Room Lounge. And, you know, it's a building, and it just looks like a whole lot of offices, but when you get there, it's like this whole floor in the building with hardwood floors with these beautiful windows, and it looks like it was built, I don't know, maybe in the, what do you say, 40s, 30s, 40s?
Glenn, that's a Glenn question.
Probably in the
30s.
Probably in the 30s.
Probably in the 30s.
Yeah, so it's great architecture, all brick outside, brick on the inside. So we were in that space having this conversation as we provide opportunities for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community in the world. And it was just a wonderful experience. We had this opening ceremony on Thursday night where people came and we acknowledged the elders and the ancestors, and we looked at some of our African roots, and we did libations, and, you know, for an urban guy like me, that was all new. You know, that was all new to me. I got to experience some aspects of being from Black African descent that I hadn't been present to or hadn't had a chance to experience, like, really, for myself. And, you know, the question this year, like what we've been working inside of is be with what is. Now, I know I'm saying it to you on the radio. We've been working on it for a year, and then we just spent 3 days engaged in that conversation, be with what is. And we moved through different spaces. I can't tell you too much about it because you got to come to a summit to really get the experience of it. But people had breakthroughs in all areas of their life with family and productivity. You know, I saw people light up. You know, I saw people get confronted by what they were dealing with and step through it. And people are just in a really, really great space. So I think all in all, at least for me, it's been one of the best summit experiences I've had, and I think it's been a combination of where we are in the summit now in 2011, as well as the physical location here at the Living Room Lounge.
That's thank you so much. Where are some of the places that the people were from that were here?
From Nairobi, Sudan, Chicago, New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New Orleans, Oakland from California, from other parts of Illinois, some people from Indiana, some people from, I think that's Indiana where Thomas is from. Missouri. From Missouri. And, I mean, I think all together, if you include all the people in the room, there might have been about 70 or 80 people from all over the United States. Oh, and I forgot, there was a whole cadre from Canada, from Toronto, from Ottawa, from all different parts of Canada. And then we had a brother from Guyana. I mean, just from all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. That was really, really great. So you facilitated part of the conversation this weekend. And can you tell us a little bit, just a little bit about what facilitation is like? People hear us talk about facilitators all the time. There's facilitators, and then there's facilitation, and then there's facility. So could you explain kind of those three or distinguish those three?
Okay, well, let's just start with facilitation. The fundamental distinction between facilitation and probably other types of engagement with people is we primarily listen to what is in the space. You know, there's this phenomenon, I say, that's in the space, that's in a room. And as you listen to that, our job is to facilitate the conversation in such a way that it creates a clearing. And in this clearing, people can hear what life is telling them, what spirit is telling them. We're not coaching them, so it's not coaching. It's not consulting. It's not teaching, like we got this plan, do this, do this, do this, and do that. It's moreover, we ask these questions. And one of the questions that we ask is, what do you want people to know about you? And another question we ask is, what don't want people to know about you? And in the exploration of what people may not want other people to know about them, things start to open up for people. They start sharing. And so in terms of this, of facilitating, that or facilitation, that's kind of like the process of facilitation. It's mostly listening and speaking and distinguishing what we're hearing in such a way that people can begin to hear themselves. The process of doing that would be, or the act of doing that would be facilitating. And the people who have decided to prepare themselves to be able to deliver and facilitate this kind of conversation, we call facilitators.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that explanation. Thank you for coming to Chicago. Thank you for being with us on the talk show. And we look forward to the next level of Extreme Facilitator coming soon. And we look forward to having you with us on a regular basis every once in a while, okay?
So, all right, thanks
thank
a lot.
You, John.
It's been my pleasure.
This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're live from the 21st Annual Summit event in Chicago, Illinois, at the Living Room Lounge. Glenn, are you there?
I certainly am, and I would love to talk a little bit about the Youth Summit. So the space that I want to talk about is kind of like a subspace, but it's actually its own space. So the International Youth Summit, part of the International Black Summit, and how it got started was that people who were born to the summit wanted to participate in a particular way and share the summit with their friends and their family members that were youth. And so we have the opportunity of having the adult space, and then we have the youth space. The youth space is actually from 8 to 18. That's the initial youth space, and then we have a young adult space that's part of the youth space that goes from 19 really to about 30. And so this year we had the adult, young adult, and the youth together. Very fascinating exchange of thoughts, of ideas, of engagements as to what they're bumping up in life. You know, one of the things that we talked about was taking accountability for your life. And, you know, one of the things that I thought was particularly interesting was making requests of the young people. Making requests, having the young people make requests of their parents, teachers, authority figures, and had them look at if life isn't going the way you want it, are you sitting back hoping that it's going to happen, or are you making appropriate requests to make it happen? And so that's one of the things that we looked at, as well as we looked at owning your life, owning the choices that you've made and the impacts of those choices, and that you get to make a choice in moment by moment by moment. So as you can hear a little background noise, so we're still actually in the space of Living Room Lounge, the site of the International Black Summit. So the youth space is a dynamic space that is occurring within the summit, within the umbrella of the summit. But the thing that I got to tell you that is so amazing is that we're off doing separate things, but we always, always, always end up in the same place. So I don't know what it is, how it's done. You know, I want to say it's magical, but magic means that we're not causing something, and we are causing something. So we cause it, the space, to be exactly the same conversation, different access point, but the same conversation for the adults and for the youth. Miraculous. Miraculous, miraculous, miraculous. So anyway, back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Jill.
Yes, I want to just add, you know, I was in the youth room with Glenn. I just wanted to share the purpose of the International Black Youth Summit. And just so people can understand that the International Black Youth Summit exists to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our community and exemplifying the principles of youth transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And that's so powerful. And just knowing the youth that grew up in the summit and the things that they're doing now as far as REI, she's working with the First Lady. Was it the First Lady of Sudan? Or
Sudan.
Mm-hmm. Sudan. Just the youth are doing some amazing things. And to have this conversation with youth is unbelievable, and I'm just so excited about their future, I'm just so excited to see what they're going to blossom into and what they're going to be all about in the community. Also, when I was in the youth room, I definitely got my stomach. I learned so much.
Love you, Ray.
So some of our people are leaving. But it was great. It was great. I definitely learned from the youth. They are powerful. Back to you. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Lenar.
That was Lenar, who was one of the originators of the talk show. And
they were leaving to go to dinner. We'll join them when we finish. But we just had a wonderful time. Also, it was also Lorraine, who's leaving for Brazil tomorrow to do a part of her PhD work for, I think she said about 35 days, something like that. But people in the International Black Summit are doing phenomenal work all over the globe. Just everybody is just doing phenomenal work, and it's such an honor to be a part of this group. I also want to acknowledge all of the Chicago people who showed up. It was so very nice to see so many friends and have them participate in the conversation, because the conversation is a different language. And, you know, when you learn a different language, in order to practice that language, you have to have someone else that speaks that language as well. So it's always good to have someone that you see a lot, or at least talk to a lot, that you can communicate with, who speaks the same language. And so for me, I'm really honored to have so many Chicago people join us this year and have people that will be in that conversation. This, again, is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're live from the 21st annual event in Chicago at the Living Room Lounge, 1100 West Cermak in Chicago on the second floor. The proprietor is Mr. Joe Jones. And have you met a nicer guy than Mr. Joe Jones, Glenn? Is he just not a phenomenal person?
Well, you know, the energy and the love that he has for the work that we're doing is really similar. He's on a similar mission and vision, and that's the thing that I'm very clear about. He loved the fact to be able to host us. He was more than accommodating for us in terms of the space. So I really want to acknowledge Joe Jones and the work that he's doing at the Living Room Lounge here in Chicago. And what he's up to is having very classy events. And so for us to be in this kind of location was just perfect. It was just perfect. It was a huge space. It was an opportunity for us to really get in touch with how humanity. I mean, we literally were in a living. The setup of the place was, as John said, it was a huge loft, but it was set up like a living room. It had sofas. It had tables. It had small tables. It had big tables. It had bar tables. It was so accommodating. This is the perfect space to hold a family reunion, because on a lot of levels, the summit is really a family reunion. A family reunion of people who have similar visions, who are up to impacting the Black community around the world, and who come to be trained to deliver the conversation of transformation in the Black community. So, I mean, the match of the living room lounge and Joe Jones and the International Summit is the perfect match. I mean, it couldn't have been a better person, a better space, a better energy that completely matches the work and the wonderful folks that attracted to this conversation called the International Black Summit. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. Once again, we invite you to the website of the International Black Summit, which is blacksummit.org, blacksummit.org, and take a look at the declaration. We want you to really understand what we're about, and we are about declaring our communities and all communities whole and complete. And to really understand what that means to a group of people of Black African descent from around the world to come together to work on their vision that shows itself in that declaration. So, again, I invite you to the website, blacksummit.org, and to review as often as possible that declaration. It is a declaration that will calm you down in the midst of an upset. It is a declaration that will help center you when you feel kind of out of sorts. The declaration is a piece of material that was written by a group of people who decided that they wanted the best for their community, for their people, and they put it together, and we have utilized that declaration for the last 21 years. And the success stories are phenomenal when you listen to the work that people have done based on that declaration. So we invite you to join that team of successful people and people who are about community and people who open their arms and open their doors to other people and invite them in to share what they're doing. It's not a networking. It's not geared toward networking, but of course networking occurs because it is the space is held for people of like consciousness. So you will find many, many people who are very similar to you and do the kinds of things that you do. And you will meet friends for life, just friends, people that you can call when you need someone to talk to, people who will stand for you when you can't stand for yourself, you know, people who will speak the word for you, people who will pray with you, you know, people who will get in your face and tell you things that you don't want to hear, but things that will move you forward. That's what the International Black Summit is about, and we invite you to join us.
Can I jump on, Henrietta? I wanted to really let folks know that if you've got a project in your community and you want to work on some things, I invite you to, and it could be you or it could be adults, we have a program called the Prerequisite Course that really is about developing leadership and recognizing the efficiencies of working together. So there's some strong team building, there's leadership, there's accountability, there's responsibility, and ultimately it's about engaging people in the possibility of their lives. And I got to tell you, if you want something like that, you need to give us a call, make a request of us, come to your city, and deliver the prerequisite. It's a powerful, powerful, powerful course that shakes things up in people's lives. It has things occur in a very powerful way. So, you know, I just want to invite the listeners out there in the community to really take advantage of this as a possibility, to really leverage and impact the possibility and, you know, the projects that you're working on in your community. That's the bottom line. That's really what the work that we're doing, the work that we're interested in doing, the work that thrills us, that challenges us, that has us empowered, inspired, and excited about what having a great community looks like. Jill, anything you'd like to add at this point?
We have a caller, 347-841. Would you like to make a comment?
I just called in. I was just listening. So at this time, no, I wouldn't. I'd just like to just listen.
Okay. And caller 917-558, you are live on the air. Would you like to make a comment?
Yes, this is Aaron calling in. And as Glenna said earlier, we're still in the living room. I'm one of the participants of the summit this year. I'm here in Chicago, enjoying the wonderful Chicago, and looking forward to enjoying a little more of Chicago before I leave tomorrow for New York. I haven't come up from a great summit that just got accomplished this weekend. I just want to invite everybody who has been to the summit and those who have never been to the summit to be ready to be in the summit again next year, or to be involved in any of the summit various events. This summit this year was just an absolutely great event. It was wonderful to see people see the great aha moments and having them see things for themselves. For myself, I have been a facilitator for the summit for at least for 19 years, and I've been a participant in the summit for the last 20 years, and have been to all 21 summits. And the experience has always been very fulfilling. I'm always left with something that will continue to fulfill my life, that I can use to fulfill my life, and also help me to manage my business. We did a lot of work this year on what it is to be with what is. And that has been a great case for me and for the exploration this weekend. It takes a muscle to be there, and I would ask anyone who have not had the opportunity to do that to take that opportunity to be with what is and see what that brings forth in your life. We also have the new inquiry for this year. I would ask if anyone has it written in front of them to repeat it for the audience out there. I don't remember it off of my head, but I know it was a continuation of to be with what is. Does anyone have it available?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. It is the question for 2011 is, what is possible in life when I be with what is? What is the gift?
Yeah, that I find is going to be, I'm going to take all opportunities to explore that for myself in the rest of the year, the rest of the summer year. So thank you, everybody, for giving me this opportunity to be on the radio show. Thank you, Henrietta and Claude, you were hosts in Chicago for the summit this year. They did a wonderful job in taking care of us and having us enjoy Chicago. And just as this show is finished, I'm going to go to enjoy the nightlife in Chicago and go to a wonderful restaurant. So we'll be speaking to you soon. And thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, Oren.
Thank you, Oren.
Yeah, welcome. That's great, Oren. Listen, you started something. I want to give a big clap up for Henrietta and Claudie for holding it down. I mean, not only the two of them with a little help, and I do mean a little, really created a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event, provided food, this living room lounge, space is incredible. We'll have to take some pictures of it empty. What did you say, Oren?
The Thursday night event. I forgot to speak about that, but that was awesome.
That was awesome. We had an awesome Thursday night event that Henrietta put together herself. We had a bebop group. We had drumming. We had spoken word. The spoken word young man used the declaration, and just really performed the declaration. And we had wonderful food. We had we honored the ancestors. So much. And
elders.
Say it again.
The procession of elders.
Yes. We actually had a procession that honored the elders in our community that showed up and really took care of them in a way that truly honored them. So it was a magnificent event. It was a showcase of Chicago talent, and it was inviting for the participants who were going to continue for the next 3 days, as well as people just kind of checking in to see what the International Black Summit was about. So it was a real opportunity for sharing the work that we're doing to celebrate the 21st event, and was just an awesome kickoff. So wanted to say that.
Well, thank you both. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Oren, so much for calling in. For being here, not calling in, but for being here with us live from the 21st annual summit event. We always have a clearing conversation at the end of the event, and Oren, one of the things I heard in your sharing was about this being the beginning of where the summit conversation is going. And that there was something about that that struck me, because it was actually something that I had to be with, because I saw that, like you were talking about how you saw it, and Anthony mentioned it also when I sat with him. And he talked about his vision for the summit as it moved forth, as it moved forward. He spoke about it. And then when you presenced it, in your clearing conversation, it made so much sense that there's this change coming. And in Chicago, there's been this major change in churches where the founders have either retired or made their transition, and the people who are replacing many of these founding ministers are men, where there were women before, or sometimes they are men replacing men, but they're three generations in the difference in their ages. So in Chicago is the place for change this year, and there's this major shift in, as we say, what's available through the summit is the major shift, a global shift, in the conversation of who we are as a people and the contribution we are. And so I'm listening to you talk about the evolution of the summit conversation and seeing the shift as well. And one of the things that was said was that this was the beginning of that shift, and we are seeing what occurred here in Chicago as to where the conversation is going. And so that, there was something about that that really spoke to me and kind of made and kind of helped me complete with the whole week And maybe that was just my summit, knowing that, yes, this was different. And I was kind of afraid of that difference at first. But when you spoke it, then I got that, yes, it was different. And that is where we are. You know, we are moving into a different segment in this conversation.
Well, you know, Henrietta, it's interesting that you would say that, because one of the things that showed up in the youth space was the fact that they were transitioning. You know, they were bumping up against what it is to be an adult and began to appreciate the space that they were leaving and a little fearful of the space that they were about to step into. So for the summit, I think that you're right, that there is a new dawning, a new space, a new possibility, a new show of leadership in the ranks. And that emergence is going to define where it is that we go. Because the beauty of the International Black Summit is that it's not like a regular corporation where you got these goals, this five-year plan, and you're going to work that plan. No, the International Black Summit doesn't work like that. It works through spirit, and spirit guides and nudges and suggests. But the thing that we do, that we have to do consistently, is listen. Listen for what life is providing us, what opportunities life is giving us, and then step into those opportunities. And so with that, I certainly acknowledge the 21 years as being a starting point for something different, something new, a new stage of being. So I'm pretty excited about it, as you can tell, and look forward to who's going to be moving in and listening with me as we move forward. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn, again. We want to send a shout-out to Jerry. You haven't heard his voice
yet.
We love you, Jerry. And I can't even talk about how much, you know, like, I don't even want to go there. But we love you, Jerry. To Clara, it was just so nice being with her again. And you all remember Clara, who was our leader last year and the year before. She was in Chicago, and she left for New Orleans this morning. And so she had another week of events that she was attending there. So we wish her, you know, a safe travel. And let me see, who else? Just wonderful. Kat was here from Atlanta, you know, just Anthony coming in, and that was just one of those summit moments where he gets off the elevator facilitating the conversation from the elevator. That was so funny when that occurred, but we'll go into detail about that on another show when we do some summit moments. And this week in Chicago, we had so many summit moments, you know, it's so exciting. And once again, please go to blacksummit.org, read the declaration over and over again. It will change your life. It will really have you present to who you are and who you are not, you know. And so we invite you to listen to us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we usually go into the oxygen room. We will not be doing that tonight. Many of us are traveling, but we wanted to share with you live from the living room lounge. Do you have anything?
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah, say it again. Go ahead.
I want to say that not really. I was present for this weekend was the whole, like, transitioning in terms of, and particularly with the physical transition of Kenneth Young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made his transition, I think, of more than 2 weeks now. And Kenneth, like, one of the major original five facilitators that were the that started the transition, who were one of the five that were in this that facilitated this conversation for the first few years and brought us all through, and who trained us as facilitators, and you know, just to be here acknowledging the gift that he has been to us and his contribution, and also in the presence of knowing that he's physically not here with us, but we were clear that he was here spiritually. And people had the opportunity to really bring him back to life, and in the reminiscence of his life, and the joy and energy and the great person, the contributor he's been to many, many people in the world, not just inside of the International Black Summit, but in different other arenas. So I just want to also acknowledge the part in the transition of Kenzie and the love that we share for him, and the love that was so profound inside this South Summit space for him this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Warren, for presencing Kenny. Well, we have 3 minutes left, Glenn. One for you, one for you, Jill.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, this has been an awesome event. Those of you who thought about coming, you know, don't miss out on this opportunity again. Make sure we haven't declared where the next summit's going to be. We'll decide that in October. We are coming back to Chicago in October. So if that's if you want to be part of that conversation, please check the website for the information to get yourself on board. Back to you.
Jill?
Well, I just want to say to anyone that is planning on coming to the summit, definitely attend. Just get here. You will have a place to stay. If I could explain last night, we just had a blast. You know, there will be a place for you to sleep. Just believe that. We had such a great time. All you have to do is get here. This is truly a family. You will be taken care of. You will be taken care of. And if you think you can't make it, get it out your head. You can make it. You will make a way. So start declaring it now that you will make the annual event next year, 2012. Henriette?
Thanks, Gio. Yes. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you to Orman. Thank you to John. Thank you to everyone who attended the summit. I'm still looking at one of the youth facilitators, Joyce, who's here from New Jersey, and Adrian from Ottawa, who keeps us in stitches, okay, keeps us laughing about something. Two of our participants from Atlanta are still here. Many of the people are at the hotel, but we thank you so much for listening to us every Sunday evening. And, you know, look forward to the evolution that has come out of this summit in Chicago, because you will hear bits of it every Sunday and the conversations. You know, what is possible when we be with what is in life? What is the gift? And we will distinguish it more and more every Sunday evening. So join us so that you can join the conversation of the International Black Summit. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we will be with you next Sunday. Good night.
Good night.